We need to talk about this monstrosity that's going on in the sunny coast at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
How crazy is this bushfire disaster? Last night I was laying in bed listening to our mates at Mix FM on the sunny coast.
Oh, yeah.
They're broadcasting live because of this bushfire disaster.
Yeah. Saw some of the video content on online this morning. Where the winds were howling through, and you see the embers. They were basically going horizontal instead of vertical.
Absolutely shocking stuff. We've got from Sunny Coast, the breakfast show there, and they're about to go on the air very soon, so we've got her briefly before she has to go and do her breakfast show. Caroline Hutchison is one half of the breakfast show. She's joining us this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Caroline. How are you going?
Is she there? I think I got the wrong seat. I go away for 3 days and I forget the buttons. hey, Caroline.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. I wish we were speaking on better circumstances. Yeah. What's the latest on the sunny coast?
Look, we haven't had an update on 10 homes have been lost, but what is the latest news is at 4:20 this morning, the QFS said that people in Perugian Beach and Perugian Breeze Estate had to leave immediately. So it looks like the fire is moving northeast and up towards Marcus Beach. Residents of Perugian Springs as well are now being told to refer to the watch and act. So it is not getting better at this point. I can only feel for the fireys that have been there overnight. But yeah, it is. Evacuations have been happening overnight, but the fire has then been advancing and people have been allowed back into their homes. I think the fireys have done a pretty extraordinary job at this stage to keep so many homes safe.
Oh, they always do. You know, those guys are heroes. But when you talk about Perugian Beach and everything, how populated is that?
Oh, very, very populated. So, so Perugian Beach is just south of Noosa, and it is it's a suburb. It's not at all unpopulated. It's a full on suburb now. Late last night, the fire was, we understand, east of the highway, and so that was sort of the Perugian Beach area. But then there's a massive population in what we call Perugian Springs and Perugian Breeze, which are the sort of newer housing developments. By newer, I mean over the last 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
That there's big populations there, and they're now saying those people have to leave.
You know, I know you're rushed for time, so we'll let you go in a second. Of all your years, and I don't want to give away your age, Caroline, because you've been on radio there for a long time.
Is this 150 years, and I am 35.
Yeah. Have you ever seen it this bad?
Oh, no. No, this is, in fact, the worst. This is the worst bushfire I can remember in 21 years. And you know, it's just... we had the terrible wind. Did you cop the wind in Mackay?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
So we've had the... Yeah, so the... you know, it's been hot. It's been incredibly dry. We had a very dry summer. And so we haven't had, the bushfire preparation, I guess. The fire is sad all the time. Make sure you got a plan. But yeah, this has happened, blown up very quickly.
Oh, look, well, right. We wish you all the best of luck today. And I know you're busy keeping your listeners up to date. So thanks for taking the time to talk to us this morning too. Appreciate it.
No worries at all. Thanks, boys.
See you later. Caroline there from 92.7 Mix FM on the sunny coast. So we'll keep an update on that throughout the show this morning. And for our region, a very high fire danger is in place. So we'll keep you up to date with that too.
It's a sad state of affairs when, you know, you look at bushfires this early, but also around our region.
We've only just wrapped up winter too. It's crazy stuff.
Yeah.
All right, James, A for breakfast. Let's kick the show off this morning. 7 past 5. Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl right now. Triple M morning.